You're listening to RightDivision.com, brought to you by No Side Bible Church.
Anyhow, thank you for being here. Let me say this, those of you that are new. Once the special music starts, we're locked down. We're all grown, and so you don't need to be up around, because if you get up to go to the restroom or something, you interrupt somebody that you're sitting by. And we won't be in here long. We never are. So thank you for being here. And I just pray that we will not waste any of your time. Our lady is right. Where is she? Over here. You moved over. I was looking for you over here. Okay. Dolores is going to come and sing our special music. She is very good. Thank you, Dolores, for coming.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. And I see the sunrise in the morning. When I feel the wind blow across my face. When I hear the sound of children playing. Amazing grace, and I believe there's a place called heaven, and I believe in a place called Calvary.
Bibles tonight to 1 Corinthians 15. And if you don't have a Bible, and would like to turn there, if you'll hold your hand up, we'll get you one. Just keep it up for a moment. We got guys coming with them. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I want to talk to you tonight a little bit about if there was no resurrection. First Corinthians 15, starting with verse 1, Paul says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also you're saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scripture, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scripture." And basically, this is the gospel. Christ died for our sins, was buried, and rose again. Notice it's all according to the scripture. That you can find these different pictures throughout the Bible, all the way back to Adam and Eve. Now then, notice what Paul said. He said he was seen of Cephas, that's Peter, then of the 12, that's those 12 disciples. After that, he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. After that, he was seen of James, that's the Lord's brother, then of all the apostles, and last of all, he was seen of me also as one born out of due time. Paul looks at the positive side of this and gives all the proofs. Who he was seen by, different times, over 500 people. All you got to do, if you want to compare religions, you want to compare Christianity with any other religion, this is the only religion, Christianity is the only one that has a risen Savior. Amen. Now, you say, well, that's what they claim. All you got to do to defeat that is produce a body. And they never did. In fact, they even took the soldiers into town and paid them big money to say that disciples came and stole them. That'd be kind of embarrassing as a soldier to say some preacher whipped you and took the body away from you. Man alive. But they never found any. Now, there's been people going back and forth to Jerusalem ever since that death, and nobody's ever found the Bible. They've been doing archaeological digs in Jerusalem and Israel for years. Nobody. Every Easter, in some places, we still remember the resurrection of Jesus Christ. A lot of places now, they just got Easter bunnies and Easter eggs, and we have a good time. But once a year, the whole world, because of internet, because of all of our technology and satellites, are reminded that Jesus Christ got up from the dead. Now then, I want you to move down to verse 15 with me. Well, now verse 13. Let's start with verse 13. Now notice he said, but if... And we're going to see this if over and over and over. But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? He's talking about the people that there's coming a resurrection time. And this is the very hope of a Christian. Because I'm going to tell you, they're not much in this world to make it very fantastic and thrilling. It seems that Christians are no different than anybody else. If you live long enough, you're going to have aches and pains, and we get cancer, and we have heart problems, and we've got this kind of disease and that kind of disease, and we have a hard time. I went down today. I've got real bad arthritis in my shoulders. Got shots in both shoulders. That's not a real thrill. But I'm going to tell you what, it's better. I have been down to my doctor sometime, and I hate to see him bring in a Texas Tech trainee. Oh, man. Used to, they had a machine, and this was fascinating to me. He put a machine up there, and he could actually see inside my shoulder and where to run that needle to keep it from hitting the bone and the muscle and all that stuff. He could look at that machine. And then Obama said that Medicare wouldn't cover that anymore, so he doesn't have that machine anymore. And I'm praying for him really a lot when he comes out that needle. You know, Lord, give him eyes to see. But I'm to the age. I bruise, and I'm getting old, and I waddle. I hate that. But by that, I bump into this, and I bump into that. I look like I got tattoos all over me because I'm purple. I hit this. I hit that. Let me tell you, I'm looking forward to the resurrection. Yeah, man alive. But he said, if there's no resurrection, then Christ is not risen. And every Easter is a fake. Then notice the next verse. And if Christ be not risen, then our preaching is vain. I am up here tonight wasting your time. Our preaching is in vain. It's worthless. It's not anything to it. Also, I have wasted a lot of time and a lot of money. Me and that gray-headed lady at the back from prison in Delhart, which I think is just a little below Nome, Alaska. Yeah. Yeah. Anybody in here ever go to Delhart? Boy, it gets a little bit cold up there, doesn't it, guys? Oh, man, a lie. And we've been from Delhart. There's 40 prisons west of Fort Worth in the state of Texas, and we've been in most of them. We've been all the way down to Ramsey 2, which is southwest of Houston. You freeze in Delhart, and you sweat like a dog in Ramsey 2, and you eat a whole bunch of watermelon. We drove in down there during watermelon season, and it looked like a pyramid. A watermelon. I asked that guy, and I said, y'all eat a lot of watermelon? He said, every meal. But we've been trying to just tell people that there's a resurrection. That, hey, this is not it. There's something else. Not only did he say our preaching is in vain, but he said your faith is in vain. We're believing a lie. We're still headed for hell. We might as well believe Mary had a little left. That's goodness. If there's no resurrection, we are false witnesses. Notice in verse 15, yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, and he raised not up if the dead rise not. We're in a bad shape. We're still in our sins. We're headed for hell, and there's nothing we can do about it. Verse 18. Well, the verse 16. If the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain, and yet you're yet in your sins. Then verse 18. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ have perished. I guess this is one of the things that would bother me the most. If the people that have died are just roadkill. They didn't go to heaven. The Christians didn't. Then that means I got three kids in hell. I buried three of my five kids. I got a mama. It's not in heaven. I got a daddy. It's not in heaven. I got some good friends that have gone on. Last weekend, I was fortunate to be on one of the best football teams that our college ever had, and we've had a reunion for the past few years. Four of us showed up. We've got 10 left out of that ball club. And one's in South Carolina, he couldn't come. One's in Colorado, he's immobile, he's in a wheelchair. Another one's in Houston with cancer. Another one's in Cleburne with a lot of family problems. Their daughter and their granddaughter's in bad shape. But we got together, had dinner, spent the night, and come back the next day. Last year there were five of us there. One died this past year. We've got another one that's got Alzheimer's. So it was four of us showed up. The other three really looked old. They really aged, boy. And yeah. But he said, if those that are asleep in Christ are perished, if there's no resurrection, there's no hope. All of this is just play acting. It's worthless. If in this life only, not what he said in verse 19, if, that big if in this life only, we have hope in Christ, we're of all men most miserable. Is this it? I don't care if you've made a lot of money or are flat broke. When death comes, if this is it, that's not good. Everybody in their heart of hearts thinks about a hereafter. They've never found a nation. They've never found a country. They've never found a town. They've never found a county. They've never found a state. They've never found a village or a tribe that did not believe in life hereafter. Yeah. Life hereafter. That's our hope, that there will be a better day. Amen. And if it's just in this life, we have hope in Christ. We are of all men most miserable. Is this it? Is this all there is? Now notice the next verse. I like this. Yeah. But now. Yeah. But now. Is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept? And because he arose, you can count on it, baby. Yeah. Because he arose, you put your faith in him, you're going with him. Now, if you don't put your faith in him, you go with the devil. But if you put your faith in him, you will be with him. And but now, and so, regardless how tough it gets, regardless how many shots we have to take, regardless of how many times we got to go to the emergency room, and regardless of the problems we run into, and we all got problems. Somebody told me one time years ago, said behind every door is a broken heart. Everybody's got problems. But I'm telling you, there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilty stain. If you want a good study in the Bible, run down the two words, but now. But now. We don't have to wait. Bible said, Paul said this. He said, I reckon. That's why probably Paul had been to Texas a few times. Paul said, I reckon that the suffering of this present time will not be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. Yeah. Oh, let me tell you, because of that resurrection, when he arose, he made the way for us. Every one of us in here has depended on somebody else to pave the way for us. Somebody fed you when you couldn't feed yourself. Hey, somebody took you places when you couldn't go by yourself. We've all been dependent on somebody. And it sure is good to be dependent upon the one who defeated death and hell. It's going to take us to heaven. I want you to bow your heads for a moment. See, you can have peace and joy and hope now. We don't have to worry about when I die, hope I go to heaven. You know that you can know that. We can know that. Tonight, you can walk out of here knowing that you're going to be resurrected and with Christ. With heads bowed and eyes closed, you say, Leland, I don't have that hope right now. I'm not God's child. Or maybe I'm not sure I'm God's child. I want to be, but I'm not sure. Would you pray for me? Heads bowed and eyes closed. Would you just slip up your hand and say, Leland, would you pray for me? I see your hand. Yes, sir. God bless you. Yes, sir. See yours, hon. God bless you. Someone else, real quickly. Yes, I see yours and yours. Yeah, you slip them back down. Yes, ma'am. See yours, hon. Yes, sir. Yours. Yes, sir. Here's what I want you to do. I'm going to pray in a moment. And I want you to say, Dear Lord, I believe you died for me. I believe you were buried, and Lord, I believe you came alive, that you were resurrected, that you left that tomb, and because you did, we can. You promised to take us with you. Lord, I want to trust you tonight. I want you to stand to your feet, heads bowed and eyes closed. Our Heavenly Father, you know the hearts. Oh Lord, don't let them leave here tonight without trusting you. You've done so much for us. Well, there's some broken hearts here tonight. There's some folks that's got all kind of problems, and Father, you can solve them. I guess we can call it what we want, whatever you want to, turning their heart over to you, surrendering to you, just giving it to you, whatever the case may be. But in their heart of hearts tonight, will they step out and say, I want Jesus as my Savior. I want the one that rose from the dead on my side. With heads bowed and eyes closed, nobody looking around, Brother Charles begins to sing, I want you to come on the very first verse and say, I take Jesus tonight. Come right on. Come on.
Just come on. As I am, yeah, without,
yeah, come right on. Come on. Yes, sir. Come on. Come on. Come right on. Do what God wants you to do. Come on. Come on.
I come.
moment, Brother Charles is going to sing one more verse. And we're out of here. Have you done what God wants you to do tonight? Do you know that you know that you know that you're God's child, and that whatever happens, it'll be good for you? Whatever eternity holds, it'll be great because you're His child and He holds eternity. You raise your hand.
His name is wonderful, Jesus my Lord.
You've been listening to a lesson provided by Northside Bible Church. Our assembly is excited to bring you many studies to help the Christian grow in the knowledge of Christ Jesus, rightly divided. If you live in the greater Oklahoma City area, we welcome you to come and fellowship with us each Sunday. Sunday school begins at 10:15 and church service at 11. Otherwise, we hope you enjoy all the many audio lessons and Bible studies found on rightdivision.com. Questions regarding today's lesson or on any material on the website can be sent to our email address, which is questions@rightdivision.com, or feel free to write us at Northside Bible Church, P.O. Box 20777, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73156. Thanks again for listening, and be sure and study your Bible today.